Kansas 107.5 is Young Smitcho. Got the opportunity to chop it up with Roy Jones Jr. Got the champ here with me on the line. You know he's going to be taking on Mike Tyson November 28th. What's going on, champ? How's it going?
I'm good, my brother. How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. It's been a while since he spoke. It's been crazy weather. I feel like every time we got on the phone with each other, you're dealing with crazy weather right there in Florida again. How's that been going with your training camp?
It's been going good, man. The first hurricane hit up, but the second one missed us, so it's been okay. I'm glad the second one missed us, because I was going to take another time, but with that second one missing us, it made it pretty easy for us.
So I'm going to dive right into it. I got a quick question for you. So 12-ounce gloves, no headgear. Is that your call, or was that a call that was kind of mutually understood from both camps right there?
That was my key to know that there ain't no damn exhibition. Anytime I'm trying to fight, you 12-ounce gloves and a head, no headgear, that's basically a fight. So, I mean, 12-ounce gloves, some heavyweight will fight in 12-ounce gloves anyway, but 12-ounce gloves is only 2 ounces bigger than regular gloves and no headgear. And Mike Tyson, come on, bro. You know that, no exhibition, be for real.
Exactly. That's what I want to dive into. Everybody's talking about an exhibition, and then I feel a lot of people trying to count you out early. How do you feel about that, especially when it's supposed to be an exhibition, but they're giving Mike Tyson so much extra time to train and get ready for the fight?
Yeah, they're getting all extra time to train and stuff. Then they're constantly talking about exhibition. Then they're counting me out like I don't have extra time to train. Like, I can't get ready. Like, I ain't got sense to know that this ain't no exhibition. You fighting 12 ounce gloves, no headgear. First thing. Second thing, he ain't all the person that can get right. You feel me?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I understand, but it's like, I like people count me out. Please count me out. You know what I'm saying? I love people counting out. Count me out every day. Please do. That's what made me live harder. That's why I love life. I love when they count me out.
I ain't mad at that at all. So let me ask you about this. Even the Fox News themselves, they said that they took a headline from your mouth. And I'm just reading it, so don't get mad at me. They said that Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. exhibition match. I made a mistake out of Roy Jones Jr. mouth. Can you clarify that for me?
Yeah, I made a mistake because I was thinking that it was just going to be an exhibition, a full exhibition, nothing big, just something for the fans. And I thought that, you know, I ain't going to go through pay-per-view and have all the money, my revenue coming in the way they're doing it all. Oh, I would have been a different person with the way I negotiate the deal. You feel me? That's why I made a mistake at negotiating the deal. I thought it was just something for the fans, something to do because nobody had nothing to watch, a COVID situation. So we're going there, just jump around and do a little bit of light workout, you know, no big thing to worry about. So I ain't got to worry. You know, I ain't never been greedy for no money. I ain't like that. But now they tell me, well, nah, it's 10 ounce gloves. First they tell me 14 ounce gloves, headgear, and all that. I'm like, okay, cool. I do that with Mike, though, just to give the people something to look at. Why not? Now they come back and say, oh, now we're moving to 28 because we got bigger, more attention to this fight than we got any fight over the last 30 years. We want to try to capitalize on the revenue, capitalize on the pay-per-view. I'm like, whoa. So should I be more compensated for that? No. You already agreed. This, that, and that. I'm like, okay, so that's a mistake in negotiating for the money. I should negotiate like it was a fight. I thought it was just an exhibition. So I got bamboozled into a fight with exhibition style of pay rate. You feel me?
Exactly.
So I would have did a different, pay wise had I known we were going to end up in 12-ounce gloves and no freaking headgear. So yeah, that can't work on mouth. Yeah, I made a mistake by the way I negotiated the terms because I thought it was just an exhibition. But since they want to make it a real one, an exhibition with 12-ounce, no headgear, that's not an exhibition. So since y'all don't want to make an exhibition, that's fine. I'll take the hit on the money side, but I ain't going to take no ass with them. But I can promise you that. So that's what Russ said.
So let me ask you, with all the talks and stuff that's going around and all the other stuff, with him coming in so heavy, especially because he had the time to trim and everything, what weight is he coming in and what weight are you coming in as?
Yeah, I'm coming at 210.
Okay, do you know what weight he's supposed to come in as?
No, he'd probably be 225, 230.
Wow.
I don't think he'd be no higher than 230, yeah. But I was 200, I beat John Reese, and he was 222, but he ain't the punch of Mike Tyson. So it's a little bit different. Don't get twisted, but I'm just saying I could deal with the weight. And 10 extra pounds should help me even more. So
I understand that. So during this new training camp and everything, what has been your main focus and your main goal? Is it to take a punch, or is it to dodge a punch, or what would you say is your main focus during this training camp?
Of course, my main focus ain't never to take no damn punch. I don't be planning on getting hit.
I hear that.
My main goal ain't never to take a punch. My goal is to dodge them, but deliver them. So my main focus is what I can also deliver. Forget about what you can take, what you can deliver. It ain't always about taking. Sometimes it's also about giving. I'm in the way I can give.
I want to ask you this, right? Until this point in your life, what has been the most, I will say, challenging fight up to this point for you?
The most challenging was James Harden, because nobody said me beat James. Well, I mean, James was 44-0. I mean, undefeated, knocking out everybody. I mean, basically beating people inside and outside the ring. Nobody thought I had a chance with James. And that was the most challenging for me, because everybody counted me out. But I went here and took it to him and showed him who the real man was at that time. I mean, James was a man, too, don't get it wrong, but I just knew I was a superior boxer at that time. And to be the man, you had to beat the man. So nothing against James. James was one of the best fighters I ever fought. Now, he probably was the best fight I ever fought. But that was the most challenging fight, because you had to get ready to figure out how to solve that puzzle. That was the craziest puzzle I ever had to solve.
Understood that. So the pride of Pensacola and all that. Now, you got to excuse me. I'm about to fanboy out, right? So back in the day, right, Bodyhead was one of my favorite music groups. You know, I smoke, I drink, and all that. You know what I'm saying? I was riding in that car, you know what I'm saying, to all that. So I got to ask you, are you still producing music at this time? And if so, have you been working on it right now?
Yeah, still producing music, still working on time right now. And matter of fact, I got a y'all bunch of gap hole too. I'm gonna get good and send that to you soon, all right?
Oh, bet that up. So can I ask, like, are you still assigning artists and working on it while you're still in the training for Mike Tyson? Or is it like been kind of okay? So we got brand new music on the way, right?
You know it. I'm always at work.
I ain't mad at that. So if you want to shout them out right now, so I can play that for you.
Hey, I'm gonna send it to you first. But it's Roy Jones Train. Y'all must have got part two. It's featuring SM Bullet and Marvin Bagley III, the basketball player. It's gonna blow your mind.
Yo, Roy, I appreciate you taking the time for me, man. Best of luck, champ. You know you always the number one guy in my corner. Let them know how they can reach you on Instagram and all that real quick.
Go to Instagram is at Real Roy Jones Ring. Also, go to rjjfightstore.com. Pick up the Roy Jones gear for the Mike Tyson fight. And Twitter, I think, is Real Roy Jones Ring, too. So just keep your mind, keep your boy in your mind. Focus, pray to God, keep God first in everything you do, and watch what I go do, come with them play.
Bet that up. And yo, can I get a body hand for the radio real quick?
You already know. Hey, what up? This is your boy Roy Jones Ring, representing that body hand.